Hello.
Hi there, it's Mike. I don't know why picture all the time, like it's a client. Yeah, it is me.
Hello, Billy. You're the only lady that rings me, Billy.
I've got Isabella MacReady on the line, and she's ready to do the call.
MacReady?
Yeah, MCC, and then Redder.
Redder? Isabella MacReady?
Yeah.
Just text me, let me just check her case. You check her IDs and stuff?
Just looking at, it's a council tax letter. I'm just trying to find the company. Yeah, so... Last bit for this year, and then I was looking at her ID. Her ID is like, it's a blue badge holder thing, so it's like basically a disability badge.
Yeah, no, I'm all right with that one. When was this council tax one issued? No date on it, is that?
It says this year, 26, at the top corner.
Yeah, it says council tax payable in the financial year 25-26. Go on, pop it through, mate, so I'll have a chat with them.
Thanks, Mike. I'll pop it through.
Thanks, mate. Hi, Miss MacReady, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Isabella, are you okay? My name's Michael.
Your name's what?
Michael. Michael. Isabella, yeah.
I'm getting there.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you okay to have a chat with me, Isabella, about your case?
Yes.
We can do it another time, Isabella. It's entirely up to you.
No. I'm medically unfit.
Well,
so it doesn't matter when you've done it.
Uh-huh.
When you phone me, it wouldn't matter, so just carry on.
Okay. Just to let you know, Isabella, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role here at MMA is to go out and gather the evidence for you to substantiate your claim. So that's right into, obviously, social services and education authorities, Isabella. But it's also to try and get to know you a bit better and understand, you know, the trauma you faced as a child, how that's had an effect on you into your adult life, Ms. MacReady, whether that be through the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues, any mental health issues. Ms. MacReady, is I'll write to the relevant authorities and I'll gather that information for you and before we submit it to the Scottish Redress, just to give them an overall picture of, you know, what happened to you in care has affected you into your adult life. Just trying to give you the best chance we can, Ms. MacReady, to be fair.
Whatever
you need to do,
just
do. Okay.
Thank you.
Go on, you ended up.
Sorry?
You were just about to tell me something, Isabella. Go on.
I was, but I don't know.
Okay. Look, I'll run through a series of questions with you, Isabella. I'm so sorry for having to do this, and they are tough questions, so again, you know, I deeply apologise. But have you ever suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety, Ms. MacReady?
Yeah. I've had depression my whole life.
And do you seek medical attention or medical help with the depression? Does your GP know?
I'm still on. I'm actually, somebody's phoning me, but I don't know who it is. But anyway, I'm still on. I still take medication for depression.
Okay.
What I'm trying to tell you is, when I turned 16 in September, 1983, Aye, I turned 16. And I had a final on the November, the 26th of November,
yeah,
in 1983. And the boy that I was doing it with was Paul David Coyle, and the post kept lifting me, and I get back into care and all that, because I just, my mum didn't like me neither. She didn't like him. He was, he used to break windies and that, and get lifted every weekend, and but my mum didn't want me near him, but I just kept beside my mum and going with him.
Yeah.
And the week, the 18th of November, on the Friday, he married me, because my mum said on the 26th, I would be put back into care. I was 18, because she couldn't handle it anymore.
Okay.
And he married me in the 18th, so that they couldn't put me into care again. But
okay,
because you were married. Aye, because I was married, so I went to the funeral. My social worker came to my job where I worked as a YTS and WH Smith. The other one, before there was another one, but it wasn't WH Smith, but anyway, it was taking a stroke. And they came in and she said, did you get married on Friday? And I said, no. And she said, are you sure? And I said, aye, I'm positive. And she was like, right, okay. That was the social worker. And then on the Thursday, I went to the panel. And then when I went into the panel, you had to give your name and all that.
Yeah.
And I gave my name, but I gave my name as Coyle. And my mum burst out greeting because she couldn't get it annulled because it was over a week.
Good.
And she couldn't do anything about it, but it was the worst thing I ever did because he was very violent towards me. Very violent.
I'm so sorry.
It was really bad. I tried twice. He came on line.
Wow.
And then I felt pregnant at 18. And I had a daughter that just before I turned 19, Lindsay,
yeah.
And she's now 40. But she didn't, she was like a dad in every sense of the way. She drinks and that, but she was also a drug addict.
Yeah.
And she had a daughter who is now 19, and I brought our daughter up when she was born. Because her mum, as I said, was a hero. I guess she still is.
Yeah.
So, we've had a really bad time. I've had a really bad time. Her mum's really bad. And between her dad being so violent to me and everything, and then her being violent to me and all that, being in care, just
No.
It was like David Coyle had a hand in because I'm here. I was convenient. Precisely. I should have went to care if I was 18. I was even better. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
I had a daughter 15 years after that, I had a daughter to somebody else. And we get married, so we've been married 24 years this year.
Oh, nice.
But we've not had a relationship for 12 years, because I've been really ill.
He's just
my carer. He's just my carer. I feel what I mean. We're just
yeah.
Sitting around and and everything, but Lindsay still sees her dad. He's an alcoholic. He still speaks the way he speaks. It's vulgar.
Yeah.
Really vulgar. And he speaks like that to his own daughter too.
It's disgusting. But, can I, is MacReady your married name now? What was your name in care?
Yeah, MacReady's my married name.
Yeah, what was
M-C-E-R-E-A-D.
Your name in care?
My own name was Isabella Stott.
Scott.
Well, I've given my full name, Isabella Stewart.
Stewart.
S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Yeah,
Oswald. Oswald is O-S-W-E-L-D.
Yeah. And it's, spell Scott for me, please.
S-C-O-T-T.
O-T-T. Okay. When you were married, when you went from into MacReady, did you go from Scott to MacReady?
Well, when I divorced David Coyle,
yeah.
I went back to my own name, Scott.
Okay. So what I might have to do, Isabella, I may have to, do you have a marriage certificate handy?
Pardon?
Do you have a marriage certificate to Mr. MacReady?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there any way you can take a picture of that and send it to
me? I've got my divorce papers. I can send you a photocopy of it.
Yeah, if you can send that to Billy, who
send it to the number that you've just phoned me on.
No, let me just check who sent you over to. It was Billy, wasn't it? I'll tell you what I'll do, Isabella. I'll get Billy to give you a text now.
Okay, and when my husband comes back, I'll get him to look it out.
Okay.
And I'll take a screenshot of it and send it to you.
Yes, please.
To whatever number it is that you send, that I have to send it to.
Yeah, I'll get it to send it to you now.
Stuart's a very quiet man. He's very, he keeps himself to himself, my husband.
Well, that's good. And it sounds like
he's very quiet.
He's in quiet, to be honest.
Well, I did.
Yeah. Can I take your GP?
I still do sometimes, but.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Can I take your GP details, please, Mr. MacReady, so I can write to them and gather all your medical records?
Yeah, right, well, my GP is, oh, God almighty, hold on a minute, because I should have a thing with all my tablets on it, with your name on it. I can't even mind him now. I'll get to him, right.
Yeah, just...
I'll do the practice details.
That's it, yeah.
Mary Hill Group Practice.
Yeah.
Elgin Health Centre.
Elgin Health Centre.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been there? How long have you been...
Elgin Health Centre. Then it says High Street, Mary Hill, Elgin, Murray, IV30, 1AT.
26. High Street, in 2 seconds. Elgin Health Centre, High Street. Elgin.
Murray. M-O-R-A-Y, and it's IV30.
IV30.
One.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 180.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll write to your GP and I'll get all of your medical records. You mentioned earlier, Isabella, that you tried to take your own life a couple of times when you were younger.
That was down when I was Finkelsey.
Yeah. Did you end up in hospital? With any of them suicide attempts?
No. Stuart, sorry. I don't mean Stuart, I mean David. Oh. Well, the first time I took a load of paracetamol. He sent me to the dock to get the end of the street to see me.
Yeah.
And then I got the woman took me out of the shop, shouted up to him at the venue, and said, "Don't you come and get away."
Your signal's gone really bad. Have you moved position?
No, I have not.
Oh, you must.
I'm still sitting in the kitchen.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I haven't
Can I give you a second? Can I call you back a second? Okay. The line is going really bad.
Okay.
Yeah, let me 2 seconds. Let me call you straight back. Give me 2 seconds.